It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Remember the telephone call we had yesterday from Bob Tro, saying that he was going to have someone at his shop who made baskets? Well, I thought I'd just get some baskets here to show you. Here's a great big one. It's called a potato basket because people use it when they go out in the field to pick potatoes. You know, in it, I have a couple others, two other small ones. This one, look at this one, isn't this beautiful? This is called a light chip basket. That's the kind of basket that Bob Tro's friend makes. And this is a little wicker basket. See the wooden bottom? All of them are baskets, and all of them are different. I have a book here, too, about baskets. I wanted to show you some of the different ones in here. Look at this. See those baskets? This one looks as if it has legs on it. Here, a couple here. These two have lids on them. Lids on the baskets. Yep. People who make baskets are special people. Yeah, I think so. Bob Tro is expecting us to come over because that friend of his is a master basket maker. Yeah. So why don't you just come with me and we'll learn more about making one kind of basket, right? Come along to Bob Tro's workshop.
Red, you have to see this. Meet Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown?
How do you do, Mr. Rogers?
Glad to meet you.
This is really fascinating.
I wanted my television friends to know how you work on these baskets.
Well, here we are in a basket.
He's starting a new piece right now, Fred.
Weaving.
What is this called that you're weaving along in there?
This is cane.
Cane.
And the ribs are white oak.
Well, now, this doesn't look like a basket to me in the center here.
Well, that's the mold that we have to fashion the basket on in order to have the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a mold.
The size after it dries.
And then you take this out sometime.
Yes, we take this out, and we have the basket itself left.
Is this one going to look like this when you're finished?
Oh, certainly. We hope.
Aha. Uh-huh. This is a beauty.
But look how he makes the handles here, Fred. He cuts a special piece for here. Mr. Brown, why don't I show you your film? You like this, Fred. Did you catch a light for me?
Sure. You mean you have a film about the process of making it?
Exactly.
Oh, good.
Right from the start, from the woods and everything.
Tell us about it, will you?
Yeah. As I say, we to down in the woods and saw down a white oak tree. And here I am. It snowed that day.
Mm-hmm.
And after we fell a tree like this, we cut the butt log off it, take it home, and we moved the bark. This is in preparation of sawing it up,
mm-hmm.
as I'm doing here. Of course, I'm wearing my safety glasses, and so is my son. We don't want to take any chances of an eye injury. Now here, using the mold we talked about before, I'm putting a bottom on the mold, and it's screwed on. And we fashion ribs, they're called, made of white oak. They have to be hand cut and fashioned and tapered and put into the slot in the bottom of this basket to be.
How careful you are there.
Well,
you have to be careful to
the knife is awfully sharp, and you have to be careful. Here we are weaving the bottom of the basket. You can only weave a short distance.
It's very hard to do when it's down to the bottom there like that, isn't it?
Yes. And you can't go too far because you have to bend these ribs down over the mold while they're green so that when they dry, they'll form the shape of the basket. This is what I'm doing now. I'm holding it with a large elastic.
What does green mean, Mr. Brown?
Green means that the tree has just been cut down and hasn't had time to dry out.
Oh, yeah.
And here we examine the cane before we use it. Skive the ends so one overlaps the other and doesn't show. Makes a bulge in the side of the basket.
Look how thin he gets it, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could continue on weaving. And of course, you have to push them down with a little tool in order to make sure that this is going to be a real tight weave.
Is that what makes it so strong?
Yes. After weaving the basket, we take it off the mold. As you can see, it conformed to the shape, and now we have to make ears. These support the handle, make the hinge, so that we can carry the bag. I'm inserting them in the weaving.
Okay, fits right in there.
And now we'll put a rim around it and fasten the inside rim and the outside rim together with a little escutcheon pin.
Just hammer them in like little nails, huh?
That's what they are, little brass nails.
You have to drill that first, I don't think.
Yeah. Now I'm sawing off the leftover ends, the ribs, close to the rim. And here's the handle. We've dried that out on the mold so it conforms to the shape that we desire. See how strong it is?
Mm-hmm.
Put it on and fit it to the ears. Now we're putting a knob onto the handle through the hinge. Put a little rivet over it. Cut it off and we'll peen the head of the rivet over so that it won't come loose. And then we have a whole basket. Take the bottom off. This is the protective cover so that we wouldn't scratch it. And go upstairs.
Oh, so this is one of many different kinds.
Oh, yes. We have others with tops on them for women's handbags, open ones for sewing baskets. See ya?
How really strong that is. Oh, my. Isn't that great to see that?
Should I get the light?
Lights, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Fred.
This looks like the one that you made in the film.
It is as
good as it is. Mine. Yes, that's the one we
is
made
that
in
a
the film.
Beauty. And could you tell me why they're called lightship baskets?
Originally, the sailors went out to sea and spent 6 weeks or 2 months on a lightship, which was a floating lighthouse, really. And they took an armload of cane and white oak and made these baskets so that they could bring them back and give them to their mothers or sisters or sweethearts, who in turn used them to go to town and buy their produce in the stores, because in those days, 150 years ago, there were no bags or wrapping paper, and they had to have a basket like this to carry home the purchases.
It's kind of shopping. Yeah.
Kind of an expensive shopping bag is what it is, right?
That's right.
Is this the one that you used to do a handstand
yes,
on?
Yes, it is.
Is that beautiful? It has a little cardinal up there.
Look at this one, Fred.
Scrimshaw in.
He actually made a whale.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's on ebony, Gaboon ebony.
This wood.
The black wood, yes, very.
And what about this tiny one?
That's called a two-egg basket.
Two-egg basket?
Yes, when she had to go to town and only get two eggs, she carried that.
Yeah.
I see. Mr. Brown, were you always interested, even when you were a little boy, in making things with your hands?
Oh, certainly. All my life, I've been very interested in any sort of weaving, carving, jewelry making, things like that.
And painting, too.
Yes.
Isn't it great to be such an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for showing me this.
Thought you'd like that.
You bet. It's great to meet you. Bye-bye.
So long.
Great. You know, for a long time, all over the world, people have made and used baskets. In our country, the American Indians knew how to make beautiful baskets before any white people or any black people or any yellow people ever came here. Mm-hmm. I like baskets. This is a book about ships. I wonder if there's a lightship in here. Here's a lighthouse. Let me show you this picture of a lighthouse. See that? It's a lighthouse on the land. Here's a lightship. You know, that's what he was talking about on lightship baskets. See that? That is a lightship because it has light on it so that other ships can see, especially in the fog. And this is another kind of beacon light in this, right in the ocean. Yeah. Learn something old every day. Yep. That's good. Let's make believe about people getting ready for King Friday's birthday. Shall we do that? All right, trolley, neighborhood of make believe.
I'm going over to see X and Henrietta. That's right, I'm going to tell them all about it. That's it. That's a really long picnic they're having.
Lady Aberlina.
X the owl.
Why, how in the world are you?
I'm fine, X. I'm a bit confused.
Why forevermore?
Because you're right here.
Yeah, I surely am. I'm right here in my tree.
And this sign on your door says you're on a picnic.
Oh, the sign. I forgot to take it down when we came back yesterday. Would you give it to me, please?
Sure.
Imagine leaving that sign on my door. Here, just one moment and I will be back with you.
Sure.
Oh, I left the sign.
I couldn't
here.
Understand it when you came out like that.
Oh, well now.
Well now, what did I want? Oh, did you have a good time?
Oh, I'll say. We had a great time on our picnic. We had a picnic lunch.
Did you?
And we played and we played.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I'll tell you. My neighbor, Henrietta Pussycat, is a good player. She really is.
I can... Hi,
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Oh,
hi, Henrietta.
X the Owl was just telling me about your being such a good player.
Meow, meow.
You know, that's really the most important thing a young person can be, is a good player.
Meow like meow play.
I've got some news for you.
Oh, what is it?
This Friday is Uncle Friday's birthday.
Hey, that'll be fun. Will we all have a party?
If you like. I thought we could think up some things that Uncle Friday likes to do.
Meow, meow, things meow, meow like to do, meow.
Oh, yes, and things that we like to do, too.
I think I will print a sign for him that says, Happy Birthday, King Friday.
That'll be nice.
Meow, 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 make him meow peanut butter, meow, meow, meow sandwich.
Oh, Henriette, I know he'll like that.
I would like it myself. I mean, it reminds me of our picnic. Well, we better get off to work, Henriette.
Meow, 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 help you, meow.
Okay. We'll see you, Lady Aberlina.
Farewell, friends.
Meow, 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 meow.
Bye.
Bye.
Meow, 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 meow.
I said, who's there?
And I said, Lady Aberlin.
Well, if it isn't.
Hello, Lady Elaine.
I've been thinking about what you said yesterday, Aberlin.
Oh, good. Oh. What was that, Lady Elaine?
Oh, you know, bicycles and birds, animals and balloons, penguins, fish, ladybugs and stars.
Oh, that.
Yes, you have lovely thoughts, dear.
Well, my thoughts these days have been mostly I've been thinking about Uncle Friday's birthday.
Oh, that. My, oh, look who's coming. Isn't that Digger DeGorm?
It certainly is. Digger DeGorm. Hi, Digger DeGorm.
Sunway.
Welcome. Oh,
Digger.
We haven't seen you here in a long time.
Oh, the world calls me Heather and John. Always something needing my attention.
Say there, what's that old basket that you've got there, Digger?
An old basket it is indeed, Lady Elaine.
Well, where did you dig this up, Digger?
On an old Nantucket site. And I knew my old student, Friday the 13th, would love to see it.
Hmm.
I bet he would.
Friday is his birthday, too.
Oh, but I couldn't give that to him. It belongs in a museum.
All really good things do.
I thought I saw Digger DeGorm.
How do you do, Mr. Pesherly?
How do you do? Well, I'm really glad to see you. Welcome back to this neighborhood.
Thank you, I'm sure.
Corny,
yes.
Look what Digger dug up.
Hey, that's an old prize there. Look like it's made out of oak.
Oh, you know your wood, Corny.
Well, it's very good work. I wonder if I could make one.
Maybe, by Friday.
Oh, do you think that would be something fine for me to make for King Friday?
Well, I think if you made it, Corny, I know he'd like it.
Well, I'm going to try. Could I borrow the basket for a model?
Go to it, Corny.
Well, I'll take good care of it, I promise.
I'd like to see the one you make.
Stick around a couple of days and you will. Well, I see you all.
Here, Corn.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Corn.
Bye, Corny. What are you planning for the King's birthday, Lady Elaine?
I've given it a lot of thought, Digger DeGorum.
Oh, good.
And I've decided not to give him anything. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see you girls. Toot-toot.
Oh.
Sometimes Lady Elaine changes her mind.
Digger DeGorum, do I hear the voice of Digger DeGorum?
I'm just on my way to see your majesty.
I shall meet you in the D room.
He wants me to come to the D room.
D for Digger, D for DeGorum, and D for delighted you are here.
Oh, how nice. Oh, it's so sweet to be here.
Now, why do you suppose Lady Elaine said she decided not to give the king a present? Do you suppose she was angry with the king? Was that the reason? Or did she think the king had so many beautiful things already that she couldn't think of anything fine to give him? People have different reasons for not giving presents, just the way they have different reasons for giving presents. I think I'll make a little basket. I remember the kind I used to make when I was a little boy. I would make with a piece of paper and some cellophane tape. First of all, I'd make a square out of the paper. See, this piece is square, and the little piece is an oblong, and I'd save that. And fold this one in half like that, and then this way in half, so that I would get four squares here. 1, 2, 3, 4. But I really would want 16 squares, so I'd have to fold it this way, and this way, open it up again, fold it this way, this way, and then I'd have those 16 squares. Then at the right-hand corner, I would come down like that, just tear it down like that, and then turn it around, and at this right-hand corner, do the same thing. And the same thing here for the third one, and this one for the fourth one. Four little tears like that. And then, see, made like a little box. All I would have to do would be to tape it on the corners like this. You can decorate these baskets and do all sorts of things with them. Put crayons in them for a present. There. There's that part of the basket. Then you use the little piece of paper and fold it a couple times to make the handle. See how the handle will just go right on there? Take that in with my other baskets. Take them home. Or a little food for you, fish. There you go. I've liked being with you today. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, giving and not giving is an important thing to think about. If you give somebody something just because you think you have to, that really isn't a present at all, is it? I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.